The very first. Time Machine visits to other times for the rare and remarkable stories of famous firsts. Today's episode, The First Western. Although they seem to be out of vogue today, the Western has been the most venerable of all motion pictures in the history of the silver screen, from Stagecoach to Unforgiven. But the very first Western? There's mild controversy about that. Most movie historians credit the 1903 Edison film, The Great Train Robbery, as not only the first auteur, but the first truly narrative film. It told a complete story, and it moved the camera off the stage to the outdoors. The storyline was based on an actual robbery that took place in 1900 involving the Butch Cassidy gang. It ran about 10 minutes, and the director was a former Edison cameraman named Edwin S. Porter. However, another early film was made that year, Kit Carson, another Western made by the Biograph Company, and it was filmed amid the splendor of the Adirondacks. It, too, told a complete story with Indian attacks, a love interest, and a happy ending. It was a shade over 12 minutes long. The Great Train Robbery had a copyright and release date of December 1, 1903. Kit Carson was copyrighted on September 21st and released in October of 1903. So technically, Kit Carson was the first Western movie by 2 months. But the master was lost, and the film eventually slipped into oblivion. The Great Train Robbery has been preserved and may be available on Amazon.com today, and it's the movie that wowed audiences and critics alike as the first full story of outdoor action and true film storytelling. For more stories, visit www.theveryfirstbook.com.